Now, the Monday play.
Camphor and Rhubarb by Carolyn Sally Jones, with Janet Moore as Queen Victoria. Buckingham Palace, 1839.
Hold my hand, so I may go downstairs. Hold my hand. How it stifles here. We should burn incense. Much darker now. The Archbishop knelt and kissed my hand, and all the clocks began to chime. Their darling little Vic, a bright new dawn, so happy. But then, what a devil. A devil. Eyes burning through me, smiling and smiling. She had on her red gown, and I saw how they... Where are my dolls, Daisy? Bring out my dolls. There. He shan't hurt you. I won't let him near. Oh, but hush. Hush. Don't speak now. See, there. Oh, there. Mama's spy. Mama's spy. She has come back.
Oh, Laura, at last. I have so longed to see you. A happy new year.
And to you, Ma.
Oh, and to John.
Grace.
I have so longed. I hope you had a good journey.
Ah, she swears that it's given her a pain. There's ingratitude for you. You'll not find a carriage with finer springs now than those.
Then it must be my springs, Dr.
Blaine. Oh, but come in and get warm. Victoria will be so happy to know you are here.
Daisy? Daisy, she's here. Mama's spy is here. And the devil himself is with her. They have ridden together in a... Hush, Dash, hush! In a closed carriage. Daisy, come out. I did not have you put next to me so you might hide when I need you. Why would you wall yourself up?
I have one of my heads, my poor Daisy.
Oh, but I tell you, it's her. She is the cause of it all. She makes us stifle and gives us all heads. Tell me what I should do.
Sir James has prescribed his camphor and rhubarb.
Camphor and rhubarb? Why, he prescribes it for everything. Huh? No? Sometimes it's rhubarb and camphor.
He is certain if we have more ventilation, we might live for hundreds of years.
Oh, but who would want to? Why, even 19 is too many.
You have been privileged.
Have I?
You have a destiny.
So I discovered when I was 10. Oh, but it's tiring having a destiny. And I'm so fat. Do you know, Daisy, last time I weighed, I was 8 stone 13.
I warned you, didn't I? No more sweet negroes.
But it's all that keeps me alive. I wish I could lie abed all day making crumbs.
Try some caraway seed. They cannot fatten you.
All that crunching.
The exercise is good for the jaw. And saves one grinding one's teeth.
My dear Melbourne said Hanoverians don't flourish on a low diet. I'm certain he's right.
He's always right.
Do you think we might burn incense here as they do at Holland House? He finds it so pleasant. Do you think that may improve us?
I think I might improve if you would keep still.
But nothing may improve us while Mama spies near.
I will take care of you, haven't I always?
But she winds her way everywhere. Those hawk eyes and sharp beak. One can never rest while she's near. Why, she's like a sprig of holly for keeping one's chin up. Yeah, Vero, I think I have two now.
Two sprigs?
Two chins, Daisy, two chins. Let us open the boxes.
But we opened them yesterday.
And we shall open them again today.
You have affairs of state to study.
I'm sick of affairs of state. And turtle soup and circling, and Lady Holland and her incense that is so delightful. And brushing my teeth, and the Tories trying to tumble us.
What will I do with you? You are so wicked.
Yes, I am. So let us open the boxes, for my little ones need air just like us. See. They are stifling too, my poor little babies.
I thought you did not like babies.
I don't.
Under 6 months, they're exceedingly vile and so bald. How can one love them? But these are my friends, aren't you, my darling? Hush now, no one shall hurt you. He shan't come near the monster who feeds on me and Mama. Remember him, do you? How he stood by my bed, and I so sick I thought I must die. His eyes burning through me. He would have stolen my birthright away. Mama stood beside him. She wore her red gown, smiling, and touching his arm. Once I thought I saw. I know not what.
You have too strong a fancy, Victoria.
I have no fancy at all. Only a memory. A Hanoverian memory. To go with my Hanoverian chins. Oh, Daisy. I wish I had not. I wish.
Oh, there, my darling. I will take care of you. Haven't I always?
Bedtime, your ladyships. No more stories tonight. Oh, I believe they'd complain. Pop the lid on them, Daisy. Let's have no more to do. Wouldn't it be fine if we might put the lid on the ladies of the court when they grow tiresome? Lady Sutherland should have her lid put on directly and...
Ah, oh, Victoria!
How dare you? You must knock before entering. How many times must I tell you? Can't you see I am engaged upon affairs of state?
Very well. I will go out and come in again.
It is not right. Your mamma...
You are my mamma, Daisy.
I...
My mamma by adoption. I am certain without you I must have died.
Oh, do you really feel that? It is more than I dreamed.
Yes, yes, of course. But quickly, we must open our books.
First, I must kiss you.
Not now. Oh. His Oliver Twist is remarkable. I declare I could not put it down. He paints such a picture of the poor, suffering children. I was in tears. Do you recall on our tours of the North, those raggedy urchins with their faces all black?
You must find ways to help them.
Oh, indeed. I think Mr. Dickens and I are in agreement that something must be done. Yes, who is there? Very well. Entrez.
How may you keep me waiting so long? It is not worthy of you, Victoria.
What? Ah, 'tis the Duchess. I did not note. You must blame Mr. Dickens. My dearest mamma was just saying...
Dearest mamma?
Daisy, I meant.
I have warned you against him and novels in general. They are not fit. Surely, Baroness Lesner, you have advised her.
I'm afraid not.
Oh?
I think Mr. Dickens may help her know better the class from which I once came.
Oh, indeed. I'd forgotten the class from which you once came. I was sure you had too.
No, I never forget.
I would speak with you, Victoria. I am waiting to speak.
What hinders you?
The Baroness. I cannot speak while the Baroness...
Oh, but I cannot do without my dear Daisy. Besides, I am about to engage her in brushing my hair. Her touch is so soothing. But what's the matter that you should need come here? Is there something amiss with a hat? A feather has fallen, perhaps? Some trimming or other has gone all askew.
Oh, cruel you are, Victoria. What has made you so cruel?
I think you are too hard on poor Mr. Dickens, Mamma. Daisy is right. He enlarges one's vision much beyond feathers and trimmings. My poor subjects. It is a great thing to have the happiness of so many poor souls in one's keeping.
But what of my happiness?
I hope you are comfortable. You have enough rooms.
Comfortable? What is comfortable? All my hopes, all my thoughts, always centered on you. And now I am nothing. I am shut out.
Why, what's to do? You are in now, aren't you?
Where did you get your cold blood from, Drina? Not from me, I declare. And your papa had strong affections. Though, of course, he was always in love with mechanical things.
I was chilled a long time on my own, with only books and poor Daisy for company. And around us, so many plots. That's what chilled me, Mama.
You had dear little Victoire.
His daughter, Mama. I'd sooner consort
with... You were never alone.
Oh, but I was.
You never walked down the stairs without someone holding your hand. I slept at your side.
In myself, I was. All alone. Even the boy that broke the window might have done for a playmate. I wished he had broke all the windows. Sometimes I still wish it, that someone would come and break all the windows. That someone would come.
Your cousins, dear Albert and Ernest, they came to visit. You thought Albert so handsome, such a sweet disposition.
Oh, yes, there were visits. But then they all went away again, and it was worse than before.
Well, you have company now. So won't you come down?
Why, what company is that?
Lady Flora, my dear Drina. And Sir John, come back into waiting. Oh, things fall into such a muddle without them.
Do they, Mama?
Such a journey from Scotland. Flora is horribly pale.
They travel together?
Why, indeed.
All the way from Scotland, together?
Sir John offered his carriage. It was only courteous. Oh, he is the soul of courtesy always.
I will begin on your hair.
Closed?
What?
The carriage was closed.
I do not understand you, Victoria. Indeed, I don't. Oh, but won't you come down? I was certain you would.
So pleasant, your touch.
Lady Flora would like it exceedingly. You might thank her then for her present. Oh, what was it she gave you? Some pretty trinket, I do not know.
A little knife.
She has such a kind heart. Oh, this year, let us make resolutions to love one another rather better.
I have made my resolutions, Mama. And my first resolution is not to be spied on. Eh, Vero?
I will pray for you, Drina. I will pray.
Oh, if only they'd leave me alone. I was almost happy before they came back. Apart from my hair falling out.
No one will know once I have teased about the girl.
He is the cause. He is the one drives me out of my face. Thank you, Daisy. That will do very well.
My own darling daughter, my own.
I wish dear Melbourne would come.
You rely too much upon him.
Oh, but he is mi uno padre. Oh, how could she bear it?
Who?
Why, Lady Flora. How could she bear him sitting so close?
Of course she must marry soon.
Oh, she must marry soon.
But who?
Who?
Ernest was handsome.
But Albert was handsomer.
His eyes so exceedingly blue.
Such a sweet disposition. Even the boy that broke the window might have done for a playmate. I wished he had broke all the windows. Sometimes I still wish it. That someone would break all the windows, that someone would come.
She must marry soon.
Lost to me, lost, je ne suis plus rien.
Lazen shall be packed off to Germany. Was she put her up to it?
Oh, my dear John, she called her Mama. My heart broke in two. Mama!
You're too susceptible, Victoire.
You have liked me to be susceptible. I have been susceptible to you, have I not?
You have. I'm not denying.
And now you don't care for me to be so susceptible. When one for whom I have sacrificed all. Oh, the look that she gave me. I hardly knew her. Why, her eyes seem to pop from her head.
Will you not cry, Victoire? You'll have us all drowned, and the weather inclement enough. Oh. Ah, Flora, how pleasant to see you.
She treated me like a servant. I was made to knock twice. When I think how her poor papa would hurl us half across Europe so that I might give birth to her here. If you'd seen the carriage we drove, and the poor Duke shouting and waving like a mad thing.
Oh,
I have suffered enough with carriages for one day.
Oh, my poor Flora. How is the pain?
Well enough for a pain. Oh, only the carriage has made it more lively.
Oh, carriages do. Why, I thought I'd give birth on the way. Oh, what a carriage load, to be sure. Lazen was there. I leant on her shoulder.
You'd have done better tipping her out and saved us the trouble of doing it for you.
At our feet were his cages full of toy birds. Everything ticking and whirring. Oh, where are they now, Flora, the little caged birds? We must have them brought out.
Don't upset yourself, ma'am.
Oh, you're not like me, Flora. You don't know what it is to feel things.
Oh, no. A little camphor and rhubarb and everything's right as rain.
Hmm?
It's what the doctor prescribed.
Oh.
You should try some, Sir John. You look as if something's making you choke.
But a baby should defy us. And a po-faced pastor's daughter.
You cannot forgive her for calling you that the man from the Irish box.
Oh, she shall know me soon. They shall all know me soon.
Such presence, Flora. Don't you feel he has presence?
Oh, indeed, he has presence, even when absent.
My first husband's were somewhat lacking in presence. Oh, and so much older than I. Sir John and I, well, we are of an age. It is so difficult, Flora, to be a widow so young, when one's nature is still to have feelings. Oh, you would not know.
But I may imagine.
One is susceptible then.
Susceptible?
To such heights and such depths. One is constantly tossed on the waves. I sometimes think how I would never have set out on such a hazardous voyage had my dear William managed to change his wet socks. He came back quite sodden after a walk. I knew it would go to his chest, but he would not be persuaded out of his stockings. Such small things one thinks of sometimes that have marked one's voyage from the shore. Yes, his fever began with not changing his socks. And mine. Mine began too.
They have come back.
So I see from your face.
Oh, don't look at my face.
It's a pleasant little face.
Homely, you mean?
You ought not to like sweet things.
Oh.
When I was at Eton, I ate so many tarts, my whole face erupted.
I hope I'm spared that.
Long walks would improve the complexion.
When I walk, I get stones in my shoes.
Then you must have them made tighter.
My dear Melvin, you've an answer for everything.
No, indeed. Not for everything.
What are you watching?
The rooks in the trees.
Oh, I dislike them.
And me they delight.
So dark and foreboding.
Melancholy things.
Why was I happy last year and everything is now so triste? Even the garden appalls me.
One is oppressed by the trees.
Must I cut down the trees? Would that let the light in? Do you think I'll die young? I have such premonitions.
Now, what has caused those?
I went into the chapel at Windsor and was immediately struck.
Oh, indeed?
Yes. I thought of all the ancestors that lay there and I knew I must join them. It is in the family, of course.
Why, dying is in everyone's family, I believe.
So it is. But if only I might do someone a great deal of good before then. I so want to be worthy.
You have done me a great deal of good. Will that serve as a start?
Oh, but it's you. You have helped me. I am always so foolish without you. I say all the wrong things.
Just to watch you coming towards me. Your dear little silver dress. Curls all about. And when you turn your face up to mine, I see such a warm, trusting look. My one longing now is to prove worthy of that.
It is only with you that I feel I'm myself. Oh, and Daisy, of course.
Ah, Daisy. I hope she will not infect you with her passion for caraway seeds.
Dear Daisy. She is my conscience, pointing me on the right path. We talk so much these days of the factory children. Surely they are deserving of goodness.
If you'd just have the goodness to leave them alone.
I declare, my dear Melbourne, you're a Tory at heart.
I'm a great believer in leaving well alone.
Yet you lead a party that urges reform.
So I do, for the moment. Our majority is not so large.
I couldn't do without you, even for a night. And just now, why you said...
In affairs of state, one's heart cannot rule.
Mine can. You shall see. Have you been riding today, Mr. Greville?
No, madam, I have not.
It was a fine day. It was rather cold, though.
It was rather cold, madam.
Your sister, Lady Frances Edgerton, rides, I think, does she?
She does ride sometimes. Has Your Majesty been riding today?
Oh, yes. A very long ride.
Has Your Majesty got a nice horse?
Oh, yes. A very nice horse.
Oh, yes. A very long ride. Oh, yes. A very nice horse.
Poor Mr. Greville.
But I think he deserves it. Pomposity in a wig. Oh, and here comes another.
I trust my caution has eased you, madam.
I am quite a new person, Sir James.
We are not interrupting. You and Sir John looked so deeply engaged.
Oh, no, indeed. Our talk was only superficial.
Oh, was it?
And an interruption could never be other than charming when made by yourself, Lady Portman.
How kind. I trust Lady Conroy was well when you left?
Tolerably, tolerably.
I hoped we might see her at court.
Ah, no, no, the air here don't suit her.
Air is the thing. You can't have too much.
I think
Rome is the place. I was there for 3 months, and I never felt better, though the occasion was a sad one indeed. I had been called to attend the deathbed of poor Mr. Keats. It was my hand wiped the sweat from the brow of that poor troubled boy. Such a poultice as I made for his breast. But even I could not find the poultice that
might give ease to his soul.
I fear I may have related that story before. If you'll excuse me.
Do remember me to dear Lady Conroy, Sir John, when you write.
I will indeed, Lady Portman. Thank you for your wishes. I'll see what you've done. The steam's rising off him.
Oh, I was provoked. He has told us the tale 150 times at least.
He's a regular passion for Keats.
I swear a visit from the good doctor must have hastened his end.
The Portman monkey has her beady eye fixed on us still. Do you think she overheard you just now?
And if she did, the Queen will soon know how finely I mimic her tone.
You should keep a watch on that tongue of yours, Flora. There's times when it runs away with you.
Oh, at least allow my tongue a little license, John. For it seems the rest of me's made out of lead.
You don't eat, Lady Flora?
Your Majesty must forgive me. It seems I have no appetite tonight.
Oh, but you should wrap something in your napkin for later, as my dear Melbourne does. Won't you charge him with closeness, Sir John, as you once did me?
I cannot recall ever...
I was 11 at the time and would not yield up my pocket money, though I was sorely cajoled.
Ah, you've a memory on you, Your Majesty, second to none.
Haven't I?
It was meant for a joke, though. You'd tighten your little fist over a coin. So it would have taken a hammer and chisel to loosen your hand. And you no more than a baby.
It's true you lacked a hammer and chisel from your armory.
A joke. A frolic. No more.
Was it? Oh. How foolish of me then not to laugh. But I've no sense of humor, of course, especially where money is concerned.
I trust the Baroness as well, ma'am. She will not join us?
Ah, no. My dear Lezen has contracted a head.
I'm sorry to hear it.
It came on just the hour before you arrived. Such dear, plump little raisins. Don't they tempt you, Lady Flora?
Thank you. Not at all.
So succulent.
You must not gobble, Your Majesty.
But I love them so, Melbourne. Almost better than anything. And a clean plate, after all, is a help to the servants. Is that not so, Mama? Wasn't that what you taught me?
I hope I may say that I...
Why, if we had guests on a Sunday, Mama would tell them to turn their plates upside down and eat from the bottom to save washing up. On Sundays, we always thought of the servants by turning our plates upside down.
I hope you don't say that you lacked anything, Victoria, in the way of education. The Archbishop pronounced himself well satisfied with the Kensington system. I hope you don't say that I neglected...
Ah, no, indeed. My head was perfectly stuffed with knowledge. Now, what did the gentleman tell us? I think of the list in my head. Results of chemical action, nature of flame, defects of wheel carriages. Now, that was interesting. Do you recall, Lady Flora, how once you and Daisy and I were quite overturned? Fortunate, was it not, we weren't all closed in together as you were with Sir John. We might have been trapped to this day.
I think...
And then there was the attraction of magnets and, of course, repulsion exhibited in various ways. Now, that was especially interesting, didn't we find?
The repulsion of magnets. What did she mean, the repulsion of magnets? I believe she meant something.
Aye, she meant something, all right. You'd better have some of this.
She has such a purposeful look, it makes my heart shudder.
Here, this will warm you.
Will it? Oh, but what can she want?
I'll tell you, Victoire. She wants to get rid of me.
Oh.
But you won't, will you?
No, no.
I've done you good service, haven't I, Victoire?
Oh, you were the saving of us in our first grief. So very alive as you were.
As I am.
As you are. Oh, at this time of night, my English quite fails.
Well, it would.
I feel so far from home, John, so far.
I'll let you retire. You'll be better for sleep.
For a time, I believe that I might belong.
I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, I'll be needing to pay off some creditors. You'll arrange for more money.
But I'm a stranger here now.
The money, tomorrow. Good night.
She has made me a stranger. John! John.
Don't tell me you've an attack of the vapors, too.
I often scribble poetry, John. It doesn't mean I've the vapors. It passes the night.
I'll not bear it, Flora.
No, I won't force you to read it. Don't fear.
I think she should set us at naught. After all that I've done, haven't I been the pillar of the household? Haven't I brought them safe through their troubles? I wonder now if I wouldn't have done better to have courted the daughter and left the mother alone.
Well, but you could never compare with the beau she has now. Why, already the words Mrs. Melbourne are whispered abroad.
Oh, I'm all in favour of whispers abroad. In fact, a few bellows would not go amiss. She's fearful of men, I don't doubt. Just like the rest of this hag-ridden court.
Am I to be counted amongst them?
Hmm? What's that?
The hag-ridden company.
You, Flora? Why, a man would be half cut to ribbons by that sharp tongue of yours. I'd not risk it myself.
Am I so fearsome?
Oh, I take my word.
I don't mean to be.
But you've a fine mind on you, Flora. I'll say that for you.
A fine mind.
Hmm. Why, what's that face for? Have you your pain?
No, not just now. I was just thinking how it's tiring sometimes having a mind. For it don't stop at night. It goes round and round.
Stop, you shall be green. Bad dog, Dash. Bad dog.
Oh, I've caught your head, Daisy. 1 week of their loathsome presence and I'm fit to explode. You must cancel the circling tonight.
You have an excellent colour.
Oh, and if I do, it's because Dash will struggle so. I believe his Uncle Melbourne could not say his little legs were crooked if he saw how they kicked.
I think he likes his bath as little as you.
Why, Daisy, I had one last week.
You should bathe before you go down for dinner.
All this bathing is tiresome. Besides, I'm ill. You must ask Sir James for some powders. Oh, there, my darling. All over now.
Sir James has a great many patients these days.
But surely I should come first.
It seems he was called by the Duchess just now.
Mama? Mama is not ill. Why wasn't I told?
Ach, no, it was not for the Duchess, though I hear she is sadly cast down. No. It is her so amiable lady who suffers still.
Oh?
It may be she has caught something from travelling in closed carriages after all.
Ah. Has she?
Now, Shall I call for your nightgown? Will you get into bed?
Strange, but my head is suddenly cleared. Why, Daisy, I think there shall be circling after all. It seems, Lady Flora, you are not well. Perhaps you still feel the effects of your journey from Scotland.
Oh, no, I'm certain those have all gone.
Yet I cannot help but remark you eat like a bird.
I have taken so little exercise. I believe that is the cause.
Indeed, one should exercise daily, should one not, my dear Melbourne?
I'm surprised you don't blush. You're the worst culprit when it's a question of exercise.
Hmm. How I envy you your slim figure, Lady Flora.
I'm sure your Majesty need envy me nothing.
No, indeed. You must allow me to envy you that. But you must see it.
It's true. She's an interesting shape.
Interesting? Why, she carries all before her. And it don't come from eating, you may be certain of that.
You are overexcited.
I feel I'll explode.
Yeah. I think you must contemplate marriage soon.
Oh, don't say that. You cannot hate me so much.
It may be expedient soon. But for my part, I would delay it a century.
Oh, yes, a century. Well, 5 years at least. That's almost a century, isn't it?
In your eyes, perhaps.
But really, it is the most shocking alternative. I could not bear to be ruled. I am so used to having my own way.
You would have it still.
No, no, do not speak of it. It makes me quite ill. Let us go to the opera instead. Opera expresses my feelings exactly.
It is true, marriage does not suit all dispositions.
My poor Melbourne. I wish I might comfort you.
But I think it may suit yours.
I command you won't change the subject. You know it's the rule.
I wasn't changing the subject, ma'am. There is a connection. You need a companion.
I have
of
one.
Of your own age.
Mama's amiable lady was our subject, and her condition.
Promise me, you will leave it alone.
Oh, but really...
Wait and see is my advice. Wait and see.
Bends towards her. You must note it now.
You promised the opera would take your mind off it.
Oh, it has. It expresses my feelings exactly. But you cannot help noting her. Why, she swelled up so much. I swear, my dear Melbourne, I swear that Mama's amiable lady...
Bravo! Bravo!
Is with child. I swear it, Daisy, she is with child.
Ah! If it be so.
Oh, if it be so, we may hope to rid ourselves of their presence forever and ever. For it must be that the cause of it all is that demon and monster incarnate. See how it has made you shiver, too. I declare I've been all of a shiver all evening. Oh, the opera was delicious.
But Lord Melbourne advises.
Wait and see. That's his policy.
It seems very hard.
Would you have us wait and see for 9 months? I inquired.
You are so wicked.
He had to laugh at that joke. He doesn't like her, I'm certain. He cannot bear anything eccentric in a woman. Well, but he has good reason for that. His wife was eccentric indeed. Think how she loved my Lord Byron. Black curls and dark eyes. Dark, burning eyes. And his lip curls, too. As if it would bite. Just imagine. She would actually throw herself under his horse. How could one love to distraction? I would not, I swear. But how must it feel?
I have only loved you.
Oh, but that's different. It's quite safe to love me.
Is it? I wonder.
My dear Melbourne will not speak of her now. I'm sure when he stares at the rooks, such sad thoughts come to him. I long to say something of comfort. Oh, we shall be happy again. We shall sit in the chimney and I'll tease him awake and We shall be happy again once Mama's spy and her devil are gone.
And yet your dear Melbourne would have you wait and see.
I know, isn't it obstinate? I feel I've been waiting and seeing all my life. I've a yearning for action now.
Has she turned to the side?
Yes, I think.
Yes.
Keller.
Of course, I have had my suspicions this long time.
I too, Lady Tavistock. I too.
She has such a bold, impudent look.
She does. A bold, impudent look. Oh, indeed.
And yet I must continue to suffer her presence.
It is not to be borne.
My poor Daisy is half dead with the worry. She had a headache today that frightened us so. It came on her like a sort of blindness, she said.
Lady Flora would strike us all blind, I've no doubt.
But what may we do?
Of course, one could make our suspicions known to the Duchess. If one felt one might open her eyes.
The Duchess has always been blind.
Would anyone care for some caraway seeds?
My dear Baroness, I've given them up.
They help me to think.
Oh, I wish my appetite might decline. I have had my new Paris gown let out by an inch.
Indeed. But at least it's not three, ma'am.
Three?
Four. Mary assured me it was four.
Oh. And I believe Lady Portman will bear me out.
Indeed I will.
When I say I have seen her lie for hours on a couch, scribbling poems.
Oh, but one cannot rail against that.
But one may surmise to whom they are addressed.
Oh, one may.
And then, well, the face is quite green.
Green? It's puce.
4 inches, you say?
4 or 5.
Sir James has confirmed it.
Sir James has confirmed that she is en scent?
Oh, almost.
In so many words.
Oh, but it is unbearable. I cannot tolerate her to be near. And he... They must be got off before I am sick. I may be sick directly. Oh, Daisy, stop crunching. I cannot bear all the crunching. Stop crunching. Stop. Oh, God, it is making me mad. My hair's falling out.
There, my darling, there.
What may we do? Oh, please make them go, Daisy. Relying on you.
There is only one way.
Of course, he is behind it all. She is no more than his dupe.
Has she no sense of shame to parade as she does? I cannot help but blush.
She must be examined.
Of course, Sir James has attempted it.
Oh?
Over her dress. But it would not serve.
And then, with her stays removed. But she would have none of it.
He must insist. You must inform him, Lady Portman. Nothing else will serve.
I?
You but are both married ladies. We are all at sea in such matters.
But how may he phrase his suspicions?
He must ask if she is secretly married.
Secretly married?
You may imagine how likely that is.
No, exceedingly likely.
Oh, yes, I see.
Oh, please make them go.
Of course, a wind machine would be most efficacious. Yes, a wind machine would work wonders.
I think we already have one.
Unclogs the particles, do you see? Read my thesis on climate.
It is not a matter of climate, but of infection. We are certain the Duchess's lady-in-waiting is the cause of it all.
Infection?
Lady Flora, Sir James. We believe it is she who infects the atmosphere with her biliousness and her swelling.
Aye, but I doubt very much she's infectious, Lady Portman. No, no, no. Trust to my remedies. If there's something there, they will shift it. When I was a naval surgeon, they swore by my pills. There was never a man that had something that they couldn't shift.
But she is a female person, Sir James.
Indeed, though you'd not know it from her tongue. But rest assured, we'll have something to show for it soon.
I think we'll have something to show, for her ladyship is with child.
Who said that?
Why, it is...
I never said that. Who has put such a slander about?
It is generally known.
Is it?
And the Queen is most grateful for all you have done.
She's great perspicacity.
But now she would know if the whispers are true. Only only a man with your standing and knowledge can do it.
Aye, aye, it's the standing, all right. Did I tell you, Lady Portman, when I was summoned to Rome to attend that poor troubled boy...
You must examine her. Nothing else will serve.
I should have stayed there. Oh, she'll never allow it. She's Scotch blood like my own. She'll belabor me soundly.
Her Majesty will be sadly dismayed to find that her champion trembles.
Aye, and what of the Duchess? Where will I stand with the Duchess after I've offended her lady?
I'm afraid you must choose.
Must I? Oh, she's a baby queen still, but yet she's great perspicacity. And it's likely she'll examine my thesis on climate. One day she will see how we're clogged up with particles and must let in the air.
I assure you she is greatly concerned with lifting the roof off.
I'll do it.
You have made the right choice. Her Majesty will take it most kindly.
But what will I say? What will I say to the lady?
In short, it is rumored abroad you are secretly married.
By abroad, you must mean the palace, Sir James. For here is a world feeds on rumors as if they were caraway seeds.
And are you? Are you secretly married?
You have been reading too many novels. The kind that are meant for ladies to scour under the bedsheets.
It is not I who have been reading too many novels, madam.
Her Majesty, then.
And I am not one to inquire what ladies do under their bedsheets.
No, indeed.
But I am to ask you roundly if you are with...
What? What did you say?
If you are with child.
I do not understand.
Are you on scent? Are you not as you ought? Have you the 9 months sickness?
Oh, the words, I understand those. But why? Why do you ask them?
I tell you, it is rumored abroad.
But you must have told them of my condition.
Oh, no, not I.
My digestive problems? The swelling and pain?
Aye, the swelling. That is what interests.
But I will show you I have proof.
Proof? What proof may you have unless I examine you?
Why, my gowns.
Your gowns?
I have had them taken in. See, Mary just brought.
And what may they prove?
This one, the blue muslin.
Except what is the fashion in Paris.
See how it has been nipped
a
in.
A furbelow more or less.
Oh, and the poplin, and the watered silk, and the pink one trimmed with blonde, and this.
You have thrown a rainbow at my feet, madam. But a rainbow is not proof.
Is it not?
Nothing will do except you are examined without hindrance.
No.
Nothing else will satisfy.
Whom will it satisfy?
The general conscience.
Ah, so it's starved, is it? The general conscience. Its appetite is so prodigious. It would have red meat to stuff between its jaws as well as caraway seeds. And it's a Whig. General conscience, is it not?
The Queen herself has given instructions.
Caraway seeds. Everywhere.
It will take but a moment.
There are moments. Last centuries.
If a moment undid...
And who is he, my seducer? Does the general conscience whisper his name?
You must know that it does.
Oh! Oh! No! No, they cannot believe it. They cannot believe it is him.
Only let me examine you.
I cannot.
Very well. But you shall hear more of the matter. Your refusal must go far in confirming your guilt.
Take care, Sir James.
It is not I, madam, who should take care. My reputation is spotless.
I only meant lest you tread on my dresses. It seems a little cruel, does it not, to crush all the rainbows at once?
I am afraid I do not understand you. My English often fails, and then I have been much alone.
I said, she is with child.
With child? Flora?
It is almost certain. Have you not observed the change?
I have been much alone. Now what I hear is madness.
The queen would have her removed from her presence. She must not come down to die.
Then I too shall be banished, as if I were not banished before.
Your Highness, it would be so much better if you did not make a stir.
To insult one of my ladies, madame, is to insult me.
I'm sure the queen did not intend to...
It is to insult me. Oh, may she imply. Why, they are as pure as the driven snow, my ladies. Holy living, holy dying is the book they favor now. They are stitching covers for the queen's new chair. Oh, such a pretty design as little Mary Davies hath. You know her father is a clergyman? Oh, he used to tutor Victoria when she was very little. He would scatter the alphabet around the room, and she must trot to find them and make up the words.
Your Grace, I must beg of you.
Oh, such a merry time she had finding the letters to make up the words. Who is the father?
Your Grace?
Who do you say has fathered this phantom?
Oh, as to that, of course, nothing is certain. But it is rumored. Well, who has not seen them together?
Oh!
Oh, yes, indeed. One may surmise.
Her guilt is clear. She has refused.
Oh, did I not say he could sleep anywhere?
Hmm? What?
But to sleep on a horse... You might have taken a fall.
Such a tedious business. Why would he paint me again?
But it's a very nice horse. And look, what a beautiful tail. Well,
take care you don't pull it out and ruin the picture.
But think if my subjects could see you like this. The great Lord Melbourne riding a barrel.
They'll not be greatly surprised. They have a dim view of politicians as it is.
Have you some Trojans inside?
I trust not.
Oh. But that's what I came here to tell you.
But there are Trojans in there?
No. No, that our Trojans are in fine disarray and must make a bolt for it soon.
What?
Lady Flora. Has refused to be examined. Well, you know what that means.
What does it mean?
Why, that she is guilty, of course. It's as plain as the nose on my face.
It's a very nice nose, but it goes where it shouldn't. I advised you to leave things alone.
But Sir James agrees.
When I spoke to him, he said things looked bad morally. It's not the same.
But now he's certain. Oh, please to come down. Mama and her household won't dine with us now. We're all in a stir.
Oh, I'm sorry you waked me. I think it is better to sleep through such times.
I shall never marry now.
Oh, my poor Flora.
After he had closed the door, I stood looking down at my satins and silks where they lay in a heap on the floor. And the colours all swam. And I thought to myself, I will never marry now.
Oh, the Queen shall dismiss him and the Portman woman. How dare she imply that you...
It seems it's the talk of the palace. And beyond.
They shall make reparation. You shan't suffer more.
Oh, but I think that I shall. Why, I believe a whole pack of unicorns can't save me now.
Unicorns?
Oh, there were unicorns once that looked after virgins. Such wonderfully useless pieces of knowledge my head seems to store. Still... I'd be glad of a unicorn now.
Alas, my poor Flora. Ah, John.
Why, he's skulking here in the dark.
It suits us just now.
You're not falling to brooding again. Will I turn up the lamp?
Is it true you don't know?
I've been out trying to fob off your creditors, Victoire. That's all I know.
But you are the villain, John.
I? Who says so? I shall answer for that.
The villain that got me with child.
Oh!
My seducer.
What? What's that?
The Queen's household is all aflame with the news. Nothing will do except I'm examined. Sir James was sent to request it today.
You, Flora? You with child?
So it is rumored.
And I'm the seducer.
Indeed.
They believe that you and I, Flory, you and I...
It is amusing, is it not?
They shall make reparation.
Why, it's the best joke in years. They've taken leave of their senses. But isn't that all to the good, hmm?
and taking leave of their senses like that. Oh, I must get my own senses back and give it some earnest attention. They'd examine you, would they?
Nothing else will serve.
She shall never submit.
What's that?
She shall never submit.
She shall. She shall.
You don't know what you're saying.
I was never clearer. Can't you see they've played into our hands?
I'm afraid we're in the dark still, being but ignorant females.
Melbourne and his cohorts are behind this, no doubt, and they'll be sorry they stirred up this scandal, for we'll stir it up more.
We will?
The whole world shall hear how they've treated you, Flora.
Oh, but I...
You'll find your name on their tombstones.
Oh, don't speak of tombstones.
You would have me submit.
Aye, for it's proof of your innocence.
I thought that time would prove that.
Ah, you don't know much of the world, do you, Flora?
Perhaps I'm beginning to.
The people out there will believe what they want. And once the papers have snuffled it out, there'll be no one that won't take the suspicions as being correct. They've not else to think of, do you see?
I will go home.
No. No. That'll just make it worse. You must be examined.
But I...
When you rise from that couch, you'll topple the Whigs.
Will I?
The government's weak as it is. It won't bear a scandal. And once Melbourne is gone, then I may step in. But she'll need a strong man. Aye. When you rise from that couch, they shall know who I am.
Who you are, John. But what of me?
What? Oh, I don't fret yourself, Flora. They'll know who you are, too.
A virgin, indeed. Entirely intacta. Have something to steady our nerves.
Kind. Very kind.
I wish now we might go back in time.
So do I assure you.
Aye, women are plaguey things when they're roused. And when they're not roused, then they plague us again.
I'll not bear the brunt.
Calm yourself, sir. I think our best course is to put it all on the ladies, if anyone asks.
I had hopes, you see, of my thesis on climate.
You'll excuse me, Sir James, I must visit the Queen.
You might still take her a copy. It is even more apposite. Now that the roof's fallen in.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done?
We have all been a little precipitous.
How may she ever forgive me?
You must say
that I will not believe it.
My dear Baroness, two physicians have signed the certificate. Both are eminent in their respective...
Eminent! Clark is a...
Sir Charles was with him. He is an expert on female complaints.
I wish he might cure mine.
I tell you, it is a plot.
Oh, you see plots on all sides.
Because they are there! But I have always defeated them. And I shall do it again.
How may this be a plot, Daisy? No. No, I must beg her forgiveness for being so cruel.
What is a certificate? What does it mean?
It means that the lady...
Ah, yes, I know that. I am not so naive. But I tell you, it is a plot. I am not deceived by certificates. And you would not be so trusting if you had suffered as I have. The insulting, the tricks... He would have ripped me away from my darling. The pastor's daughter shall not stand in my way, he once said. And the woman laughed. She said I might be bribed with a sackful of caraway seeds. I swore them they should learn the stuff of which pastor's daughters are made.
When? When was that, Daisy? I did not hear that.
It was while I kept guard at your bed. They often peered around the door. Your sweet, rosy face on the pillow, untroubled by dreams. They thought I slept too. But I heard everything. And I asked the maid for a piece of her dress. And I made up a mannequin with just such a sniggering look. How I longed then to squeeze it to death.
How strange you are, Daisy. So violent. Strange. I declare you quite frighten me.
Oh, but my darling, it is only because I love you so much.
Then I'd rather you didn't.
It seems it was not safe after all to have such attachments.
Oh, Daisy, I did not mean...
You will excuse me, Your Majesty.
Why, of course.
Is it one of your heads?
Please, do not disturb yourself.
Do you think she's mad?
When people love so prodigiously, they often seem mad.
It is not very comfortable.
No.
Poor Daisy. Have I been very cruel?
She startled you. That's why you spoke as you did.
But I am cruel, aren't I? Look how I've treated poor Lady Flora and Mama. How wicked I am.
Oh, a little hasty, perhaps? Yes. I think we may say you were hasty. But things may be patched up just the same. If you'll allow me, I'll dictate a short note.
Listen to me. Listen.
No, no, no.
Think of the Duchess.
I am deaf. I am deaf.
They will dismiss you. Your professional name will be dragged through the mud.
It was you set me on.
And your thesis on climate. You may give up all hope of that.
Oh, but what may we do?
There was something, wasn't there?
There was.
An enlargement of the womb, you said?
Yes.
Very like a child.
Very like.
Then it may still be possible.
But
for both our sakes, it must still be possible.
That will serve very well.
It hurts so much to write.
Let this be a lesson.
Oh, Daisy, I am glad you've come back. I never
meant... Lady Portman would see you, ma'am.
Lady Portman?
Forgive me for bursting upon you, but I have such news.
News? Sir James,
he is now certain. Certain beyond any doubt that it may be so.
What may be so, madam?
She may be with child.
But he has said... he has said that the lady was a virgin.
These things happen, he says.
Do they? Oh. Has he a thesis on climate tucked under his arm?
I did not note.
I feel I am dreaming. Oh, Daisy, isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful. Of course, I was sure all along. One's instincts cried out.
You have made me so happy.
Your Majesty must still send the note. And promise me you will let things run their course.
Why, I'll promise you anything. Now I have license to loathe her again.
How might she be so unfeeling to send nothing more than a note?
It's all to the good.
All to the good?
The press has got hold of it. They are baying for blood. Her Majesty has denied all sisterly feelings towards one of her own sex. How precious should such feelings be to a monarch who is charged with the happiness of all female souls. That's very true.
I wonder how cold she has grown. Where do you get your cold blood from? I said, not from me, I assure you.
Listen, last week, Lady Flora was seen at the opera. Suffering was clear in every line. She had to be helped from the box. They saw it, Flora. They saw it. I knew they would.
We might set up a booth in the fairground. They might visit me there.
Didn't I tell you?
So unfeeling.
When you rose from that couch, you'd bring down the Whigs. Their majorities tumbled.
But I have not risen.
What's that?
From my couch, I have not risen.
I meant in a general sense.
In a general sense. But you see, in a particular sense, I am still lying down.
Yes. We must go to the races. They're sure to notice you there. And a letter to your brother, Just to throw fire on the flame.
I will know who did it.
My dear Lord Hastings, have a care for your health. Madness to ride in this weather.
My sister's name has been sullied. Her honor has been basely assailed. Someone shall pay.
Too much clattering of teacups. That's what has done it.
What?
Ladies, hasty, do you see?
I will have reparation. She has written such things in a letter as my tongue cannot name.
Wrote to you, did she?
Only a duel will serve.
Oh, you won't duel with ladies, I trust.
Is it ladies have done this?
My dear fellow, I should go back to bed.
Ladies have done this.
It was all kindly meant.
Ha! Is the court so corrupt that such infamy passes for kindness these days?
They were a little precipitous, it is true.
But who was their leader? You shall give me her name.
As to that, I can't say.
You won't, you mean, Melbourne? Is it somebody near to the Queen? Somebody foreign? I warn you. I shall make such a stir as shall set the whole world by the ears.
For the sake of the Queen, I must ask you to be more discreet.
I'm no politician, Melbourne. You'll not muzzle me. The air must be cleared of pollution.
Have you a thesis on climate, too?
What's that?
I merely remarked how that last sneeze nearly blew me away.
Did it? Ha! Did it? But I tell you, Melbourne, I've hardly begun.
She was left to the races.
Stones thrown at her carriage.
Mrs. Melbourne.
They cry.
Of course he will protect her.
Uno padre. Oh, indeed.
But what if?
What if?
I cannot allow it.
Your Majesty has no choice in the matter.
Oh, don't I indeed?
To carry a bill by so very few votes leaves me no option but to resign.
What do I care for a bill, especially one concerning Jamaica?
There are those of our party who don't care for it either, but they have gone with the Tories, feeling our honours besmirched. You must invite Robert Peel to form a new government.
Oh, to be plagued by a gaggle of Tories. To lose all my ladies.
Oh, I think you may keep those.
But they are all Whigs.
Well, except any who are engaged in politics, of course.
Oh, but that horrible man. Why, he's no more than a dancing master monkey.
He's a very fine brain.
What does that signify if he cannot look one in the eye? And I'm to lose you, mi uno padre.
I think my loss is greater.
I shall refuse to see him.
You cannot do that. But I think you may ask him about retaining your ladies. He should accept that.
I'm not very practiced at asking.
The papers are full of it.
I wish you would take them away.
They noted your terrible pallor and how your face was racked by a pain. One more letter to your uncle in Belgium will keep it all in the boil.
No more letters, John.
You won't weaken now.
I was only concerned with proving my virtue. And since it seems there's still doubt on the matter, I must prove it another way.
Your virtue, Flora, was the gunpowder that blew Melbourne sky high.
I can only take some of the credit. The Jamaica bill was the actual cause.
But Peel will know it was I who helped discredit the Whigs. He'll not stint in his favours.
You are confident, John.
Oh, and I've cause to be. For I've brought in the Tories. I'm on the crest of my wave.
The Duchess talks of the heights and the troughs of the voyage out from the shore.
Ah, she's forever mouldering on with regard to the past.
The poor Duchess. I think that just now she's caught in a trough.
It was fine at the first. We struck sparks off each other. Oh, but now it is tedious.
Just the same. I wish I'd journeyed somewhere before it was all taken out of my hands. I feel I have lived behind glass, looking out in the world. And now the windows have broken, and the sea is sweeping in.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Are you, John?
You mustn't think I'll forget you when I'm translated above.
And I won't forget you.
I told him it would not do.
Poor Sir Robert.
Poor Sir Robert. He would have had all my ladies removed, all. I said I would not countenance it. He is extraordinarily ugly, and he will keep shuffling his feet.
He don't know how to treat royalty, it's true.
Am I to understand, said I, that you look to the ladies for support in the Commons? Now, wasn't that sharp?
Very sharp.
Do you suppose I went on that I would allow my ladies to intervene in political matters? If you do suppose so, then I must stand accused of intriguing against the government. Is that what you are saying, Sir Robert, I said? He could not look me in the eye after that. Such a cold, odd man as he is.
Are you sure he said all your ladies?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm certain it's what he implied. And it was my constitutional right, after all, to demand that they stay.
Constitutional? There are those who would not see it as that.
Are you sorry I did it? No doubt Lady Holland is properly vexed. She might have had your dear company at all her soirees. I hear that the talk is always so clever.
Oh, I'd no heart for such things. I only longed to sit close by the fire, to be soothed by your prattle.
Prattle, indeed? Why, I think for that I must rumple your hair. There. Now you look more like my friendly old lion. I was so frightened you would never come back.
So was I assure you. But it seems my Indian summer is to continue a few more days.
Your Indian summer?
You know, in all the talk of ladies-in-waiting, we have omitted to mention one.
I beg you won't mention her now. My digestion is always impaired. I shall rumple your hair again if you do.
It is only politic to visit her.
Oh, well. I suppose we may all troop to the playhouse soon, just for the look of the thing.
But I think we may find there is one who no longer cares for his part in the play.
Stamping upon our democracy.
She has the right.
To send Peel packing.
They would not form a government.
Only because she's a high-handed bitch.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Victoire. I will take myself off.
Oh, no.
I've pressing business in Ireland.
But you'll return?
I risked my neck for you, didn't I? Would you have blood?
How will we manage without you?
My honor's at stake.
Ah, well, if your honor's at stake.
Besides, my talents are wasted now she's put Melbourne back in his chimney seat. I must move on.
I'm sure they'll reward you for that.
And that's only right. Some recognition of the service I've rendered.
So you desert us in our hour of need.
I can't think of your having needs, Flora.
Can't you, John?
And if you had, there'd be ones you could answer yourself.
If only someone had stopped my tongue running on.
I've always felt easy with you, knowing there was nothing.
Nothing?
You wanted.
There must have been something. Once.
Aye. Well.
Have you no word for me?
I shall always be grateful.
Grateful?
If you'll excuse me, I've preparations to make. I'm a poor hand at speeches.
Oh, but I did not want speeches. I wanted...
Good night to you both.
I wanted you... Oh, Flora. What may we do? Nothing. Nothing? Oh, but then... Nothing will come of nothing. Speak again. If only I could have spoken something. Once. Something not very clever, not very sharp. For my mouth set against it. My lips shut down tight.
What are you saying?
I was just remembering Mr. MacReady's performance last week. His King Lear was remarkably fine.
How may you think of the playhouse when we have...
We two alone will sing like birds of the cage.
What?
When thou dost ask my blessing, I'll kneel down and ask of thee forgiveness. So we'll live and pray and sing and tell old tales and laugh at gilded butterflies.
Oh, we will. We two alone. Like... birds in the cage. We will.
A question of honor?
Indeed.
But whose?
Why, Conroy's, of course.
But how can that be?
He'd had hopes of the Tories. Once he saw how he'd bungled his chances with them, he thought it best to retire.
It seems very strange.
And then... I made a promise of favors to be conferred in the year 1993.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I feel I'll explode.
Oh, better not.
Then at least I must dance.
But first you must visit the Duchess. Settle matters with her.
Not yet. Not yet. I'll only fall into a gloom.
Then perhaps I'll go before you. Smooth the way.
Shall you hear it again?
I think on the sixth hearing it falls just a little.
It is wonderfully soothing, though, is it not?
wonderfully soothing.
I think I may yet learn to love mechanical things.
I used to think I was made up of just such a medley of ratchets and corks. But I'm not. Won't you open the curtains? I would like to see out. I think the evening is fine.
But the sun, it is exceedingly bright. Are you sure you would like it?
Oh, yes.
Very well.
At least there is greenness. But still we're walled in. Oh, I wish I was home now. Looking out on the moors, and the wind turning over the grass, and the night stealing down. It was always at those times my mind would stop still.
We must send for your family.
But I am not really ill. Why, I went to the playhouse only last week.
Oh, Flora, Flora.
Ah, such a hustle and bustle as there isn't alone. Such a toing and flowing. What can it mean?
She is holding a ball.
A ball? Why, how nice.
I had hoped to keep it from you.
You need not have trouble.
Oh, how may she dance while you are...
Hush! Do not name it. It is forbidden by royal decree. I am not really ill. I am near to my time. That is all. There will be a delivery soon.
Don't speak so.
Well, it will be welcome. I long for it now.
She shall see you. She shall. When she looks in your eyes, she will know how things are.
She will think my eyes are in the plot.
I will fetch her this moment. She must see. Oh, why, Lord Melbourne, have you fallen to listening at all?
I was building up courage to knock. Forgive me, Your Grace.
Come in. Oh, come in. Flora, here is someone to see you.
Lord Melbourne, how kind.
Forgive me, madam. Forgive me.
You should not have troubled to come.
It was no trouble. Was it, Lazen?
Your Majesty has a very nice dress.
Thank you. It has just come from Paris.
I had one of that color. But I think it was spoilt by having the waist nipped in and out.
I hope I have done you no harm. I never meant it, I'm sure.
I'm certain you didn't.
Are you in pain?
There is a pain, yes. But I think it is going further away.
I will send to know how you are in the morning.
I think I may save you the trouble.
Oh, no.
I will be free of the whispers and the glances that hang around my waist.
Flora, I...
Just the same, I think that Your Majesty will always remember the month that led up to this. Paris.
You mustn't. Put a lid on, Daisy. Oh, please, put a lid on.
I can't.
Lady Flora dies of a broken heart.
Palace scandal. Innocent victim.
Reliable sources report. While Lady Flora died, Queen was ordering refreshments in the dining room.
Refreshments in the dining room. Agony of Lady Flora's last hours. Broken heart.
Ma'am, I have the results of the autopsy.
A broken heart.
A tumor upon the liver. It accounts for the swelling, it seems.
Her virtue is proved.
So it would seem.
Even you, Daisy, cannot accuse God of a plot.
I shall not trouble you further with my imaginings.
Won't you?
It is time I went home. Your Majesty will manage without me quite well.
Oh, no, I don't think I...
Her Majesty will miss you, of course, my dear Baroness, but we will contrive to manage somehow.
Your Majesty has my best love always.
But Daisy...
Yes.
Won't you take something with you to remember me by? One of my dolls.
Now, which shall it be?
Charming, is it not?
Please, Mama.
Your papa would sit there for hours, everything ticking and whirring.
I came to see if we might be better friends.
The little gold bird was his favorite. I believe it was Flora's, too. I had it brought out from the storeroom. She so loved to watch it turn round and round in its cage. She said it was singing her swan song.
Oh, Mama.
Now, you shall hear it again. It is so soothing.
I dream of her now. Same dream. Over and over. Wish it would stop.
There.
I run down a passage. Goes on and on. There are stones in my shoes. She's at the end. She stops for a moment and turns to look back. There are whispers all around me. And when at last I do catch her, she is just skin, bone. I put out my hand, and her mouth, it falls open and won't be put back. And then I wake up, and it is I who have screamed.
Wonderfully soothing.
Mama?
Your poor Aunt Sophia, of course, was hounded to death.
Oh, but that was different.
Remember her, Drina? She would sit netting purses with a wonderfully suffering look. But at least she had an escapade of some sort. That equerry, what was his name? Poor Flora was chased. Sad she must die in order to prove it.
I never meant
such pain as she suffered.
And don't I suffer now?
You, Drina.
Such nights as I've had. I'm sure I feel horribly old, and I've not been anywhere for a month.
Perhaps you are afraid.
Afraid?
I hear your carriage was stoned.
Did you, Mama? I think that you have read the wrong papers.
The Morning Post always yields something of interest.
Oh, yes. And all the pamphlets. Well worth a shilling a time to the general populace. A victim of scandal. A palace martyr. A voice from the grave. It is almost enough to make me repent rather less.
Oh, you've only yourself to blame.
I was sadly provoked.
I am sure Flora did nothing.
She was his spy. And yours, Mama.
What can you mean?
They were watching, always. I think to her it was only a way of passing the time, a game, nothing more. But he, oh, he wanted power.
He was the truest of friends.
No, Mama.
And you sent him away. I can never forgive
he
you.
He chose to go. In return for the promise of favors.
He has served me so faithfully all through the years. He managed affairs.
Did he?
Your papa left such a great weight of debts, Drina.
Yes, I know.
Not that I blame him, of course. But it is Sir John who has managed the creditors.
Has he?
He would come back quite frayed from the task. If he drank, Drina, it was only for that.
But it is I who have managed the creditors, Mama. I have been paying them out of my purse.
You. But why?
For the sake of your honor, Mama. I wish you might have guarded it better yourself.
But then he... I gave him the money to pay them.
Then you were cheated.
Oh!
I am sorry, Mama. But now you must know him for the villain he is. You must hate him as I do. Mama?
Strange. I have such a passion just now for mechanical things.
Poor Mama. She would goad me to tell her.
What a rascal he was, to be sure. To keep so many women all on the hop. But we must put it behind us. It's all over now.
Strange, but I don't feel it is. I wonder what's out there, under the night.
A jumble of people. A great deal too many. all selling their wares and getting themselves into scrapes.
And don't we do the same? Only ours are bigger scrapes, aren't they?
Aye, perhaps, in degree.
I so want them to love me.
But they do.
Not as they used. I was their darling little Vic. I wish it could be so again. I am littler, though, than I was this new year. What with all the to-do, I have lost pounds. I can even pass by a truffle without feeling much pain.
That's all to the good.
But I so long to know what is out there under the night. What people do.
Better not.
How they go on. So many rooms as there must be down there with lamps on and faces turned into each other. If one could just haul back the curtains.
Your Majesty must learn not to take the covers off things. Let this affair be a lesson. Best to leave well alone.
I shall never forget her. Not till I'm dead. She was so puffed up in the middle. So thin all round. I shall never smell camphor again without thinking of her. Oh, why must I always sit out of the walls? It's the worst thing for sending me into a gloom.
It would mean someone's arm round your waist. Etiquette must forbid that.
Oh, I know, but it's hard, is it not, to sit all plumped up and alone while others turn about? It makes me feel old. Of course, well, I am. But I mean, actually, ancient. As if I should be wearing black bombazine and a little lace cap. I think I shall be ready soon.
Ready?
For the shocking alternative.
I thought that you might.
I can't go on as I am, do you see? I'm too susceptible, like Mama. Only she has fallen in love with mechanical things. The nights seem so long now. It's terrible dreams.
Hey, you must marry soon.
Why, where are you going?
Oh, I've a feeling it's late.
How may you know, for you don't wear a watch?
My old bones keep good time.
They are not old at all.
I think they've got older this night.
Why, if you wanted, you might climb down from the portico and halloa me from down there.
Better leave by the door.
Papa had so many watches. I wish you'd allow me to give you one.
I do better without. One may start time or stop it at will.
I'd stop it this second and keep you here with me.
And so would I. But I think someone will come very soon. Make you want it to go ticking on.
Perhaps I won't like him.
You liked him before.
But that was when I was horribly young.
Just the same, we will send.
Hold my hand, so I may go downstairs. I run down a passage. It goes on and on. There are stones in my shoes, and she's at the end. They are feeding her camphor and rhubarb from a long, curving spoon. Her mouth, it falls open, and I can't put it back. Put the lid on her, Daisy. Please, put the lid on. Ah, but you can't. So much darker now. And she's at the end. Hold my hand, so I may go downstairs.